We are on Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the top of the Amud, the third line. Sumchis Aima Mishimra Meya, Suma Ein La Tainis Besulim. We had in the Baraisa Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, Asume Va Ailanis Yeshlem Tainis Besulim. In Sumchis Aima Mishim Rameya, Suma Eila Tainis Psulim. In Tainis Psulim, Rashi had said on Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, Lahav Sida Ksuboso. That is a Tainis Psulim, that means if she's not a Psula, so she mafsid the Ksuba. So Rameya said, Suma Eila Tainis Psulim. So the Gemara asks, My time at the Sumchis. Omar Rab Zeira Mibneshe Nechbetes Al Gabi Karke. So Rashi says, Shenechbetes, Shenechbeto, Ubisuleho Noishrim. She falls, and the psulim fall out. So when, by the time she's married, with the Ribu in the Filois, she doesn't have psulim. So it's not a mekach tois. He knows that Asuma doesn't have psulim. Frek the Gemara kulo nami chavuti mechvedi. All the noshim fall. Not only Asuma which can't see. All noshim fall. So why does any of them lose a ksuba? So the Gemara answers kulo royois. When they fall, they realize that they lost the psulim because they see dam. Umaris le'imom, and they relate this to their mothers. Zu eina roye ve'eina mare le'imom. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Kulon royes im noshru besuleim, if it was a gesunte zetz that caused the neshiras ha'psulim, so they're aware of it. Royes dam, umareis le'imon, and they show the mother. They relate this to the mother, and the poiskeis aleihem she'einam sule. So the mother tells them and makes known that you should know you're not a psule. V'imloy haydiyosai. So now, when she got married, this bit of information he should have been informed. She didn't inform him that she's not a psule, is he tosai? So she fooled him. So it's a mekach tois. She's chayvis betois. So memele, he doesn't know her aksube. Vizu eino roye, ve'eino mare le'imo. A sume does not see. She's not aware. She doesn't tell her mother. So when a person marries a suma, he realizes the situation. Mistama she fell. Mistama she doesn't have psulim. Badaita dohoche. He's marrying her. Ve'ein odom poisik oleho. Perhaps you have to say avopi. Even though no one relates that she's not a psula, but he realizes she's not a psula, is therefore v'lav toisu. So it's not a tois, and mamele is chayiv aksubis mone. Now let us see Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says, kulo royais umaris le'imon. Perish akuntris, upaiskes aleihen shehen buulois. Sloshin is, we don't have this in Rashi, paiskes aleihen sheenon besulois, not the buulois, I mean, they're not besulois. Vimloi heidiyosai, hitosai. So Taisus asks a muridike kashan Rashi, vikosha le perushe, dalibe darameya kaiminam. This is Sumchis Oimer B'Shem Rameya. V'Rameya Isle B'Peire Kame D'Mukis Eitz Bein Hikirbo Bein Lehikirbo Mosai. And a Mukis Eitz, he was aware she was a Mukis Eitz. He wasn't aware that she was a Mukis Eitz. The Aksuba of a Mukis Eitz is Mosai. So Memela, so it's a nice and a kasha. So what's this whole thing talking about? We're talking about she's a mukaseitza. Every other woman that is mukaseitza, tosa. What do you mean tosa? It's lahikibo. A male also holds ksubosamasaim. So we're speaking about a mukaseitza. So what's the difference between a suma and someone else? Suma ain't lo tainas psulam. A mayadike kasha. The Magen Shloime wants to fan for Rashi, and he says that we are not speaking about a mukis eitz. Chavite and mukis eitz are two different things. A mukis eitz, Rashi says, and daf yudalef amedalef, sheniska lo eitz ba'isei mokim. That an eitz got stuck ba'isei mokim. He says, if an eitz got stuck by Yisei Mokim, so it's mekalkel the psulim. Not she doesn't have any psulim. It's mekalkel. She's not a psulo shleima. And therefore, we can understand, Rav Meir says that, amukis eitz ksubosa mosaim, just like a boigres. So he's medamet la boigres. Now, a boigres also has some psulim. It's not kolu kol psoleo, but it's not, she's not a psula shleima. A mukaseitz is also not a psula shleima. And Rameya holds, but since le'ovet bo maise, she wasn't nival, the be'ile wasn't the sibbe that the psulim were partially niskalkel. So, ksubosa masayim. Bein hikebo, bein lo hikebo. Here Rashi is speaking about fooling. She nechbeto, she bangs herself. So when she bangs herself, Rashi says here, besuleho noishrim. Noishrim means she doesn't have any psulim whatsoever. It says no psulim whatsoever, so then, then Rameya holds this is a different inyan in Gansen. So therefore, if hikirbo it's ksubosa mone, and lo hikirbo it's a mekach tois. That's how the Magen Shloime wants to fan for Rashi. Taisvis, it seems, understood that nechbetes is the same like mukaseitz. So Rameya, so Taisvis asks the kashim. So, according to Rameya, Ksubosa is always Masayim, Hike, Loi Hike. V'nira l'ri, d'hochi perusha, Kulu royois umareis le'imon. All of them, when they fall and they see that there was an ibud psulim to the chavote, v'yoidosh shein mukis heitz, so they relate this to the mothers, and the mothers explained to them what had occurred. She imaseim magides lahem. So they relate them what had happened. At the mukaseit, ulahochi. Kshehu aima. So that means by the nisuin. When he will say, lemotso, lemotsosi, labitra psulim, will come with a taina that she wasn't a psula. Behi aimeres psula hayisi, and she says, I am a psula. So then we have to know Klo that she's not a mukaseitz. Because if she would have been a mukaseitz, she would have tainted that. Because if she had been a mukaseitz, she would have given over this information to her mother, and her mother would have explained to her that she's a mukaseitz. So if with the husband will tainted that that you're a bula when there'll be Baylon and she's a bula, so she'll tell him no, I'm a mukaseit. But if she doesn't say mukaseitani, so that means she doesn't know that she's a mukaseit. She's unaware that such a thing had occurred. So therefore she's tining psula yise, I'm a psula. And he's tining that she's not a psula. So, okay, that's now in the Chi of Ksube. So if it's with a tainis domim, he's bringing proof that she's not a psula, tainis pesach pasuach. So he's coming with a chazok in odom teich besudem avsida. So it's his word connected her word, and I'll call upon him. You can't manak subi from him. Avo sume tolinen shehimu keseitz. Avo gavdla yomro. But a psula, if he says she's not a psula, so we are toile, the Ritva says about taininam, we're taine that she's a mukesait. Ava gavdoloi omro, even though she herself did not say that she's a mukesait, deino yada, she doesn't know. How could she say? Bisha eino roye, ve eino maralima, ve einin mama gedeslo. I don't understand. Say according to Rashi, say according to Tosfos, we have here a machloikis in the Baraisa. The Tanakhama says, Asume yeshlem tainis psulim, and Sumcha says, Mishum Rameir ain lo tainis psulim, and the Gemara explains Shitas Rameir, and the Gemara doesn't explain what the Chachamim, what is the Tanakhama hold. I mean, a Meir is telling us facts of life. This is what occurs. I don't understand Klo what the Machloikis is. Let us go further. Vayoytzeis mishum shemra ein lo loy knas b'loy pitoy. We hear in the Baraisa, Vayoytzeis mishum shemra ein lo loy knas b'loy pitoy. So the Gemara understood, Posh Pshat is that, Yaitzis Mishum Shemra, that, she was an Asuah, and the husband says that, she was Nivul Tachtov. The case of Maitzi Shemra when he's telling the truth. In fact, the Gemara, Yaitzis Mishum Shemra Baskilahi. So what's the kasha? Let us see Taisus. Yaitzis Mishum Shemra Baskilahi. We give her skila. So Kochet speaking about her, says this Edim, that she was Mizane. So Pshita, the Lav Basknasi, the Bula Vadahi, if you give her skila, so that means the you give her skila, so Pshat is that we know 100% sure that she was Mizane Tachtov. So she's Icha, not a Psula. The Bula Vadahi. So why do you have to tell me that a Yaitzis Mishum Shemra, there's no Knas? Let's chat in the Gemara's Kash. Avul Ein Leforish. A different chat in the Gemara's Kash. Oyel V'yesh Chiyev Skila Lebor Lehom. Since it's a Chiyev Skila Lebor Lehom, Pshito, the Ein Lo Knas, the Kom Lebedarabe Minayim. The Ranach lends Pshat and Taisves, Leboleo means the boil who they were a Maitzi Shemran. That means, if she gets Skila, so that means Edim came and said Edis that she was Mizana Tachtov. So we have a boil also. So the Gemara understood that you're telling us that the boil who was Misaviv, that she should be Yaitis Mishum Shemra, he doesn't pay Knas. And that the Gebor asks, Pshita, the Ein Lo Knas, the Kom Lebe Daran, if he doesn't pay Knas, he's Chayev Misa. So Taisvi says, that's no Kashe, Doktoni Bemes Nisen, Abo Al Bitoy. The Mishnah also says, we'll soon have in the Mishnah, Bo Bitoy is part of a Knas, of Kim Lev Darabinei. So Gneska Kasha, why does it say? The Mishnah is telling us the Loch of Kim Lev Darabinei. Leonami Ktoni Arayis Bebraise. Okay, the same the Braise said, Arayis, Shnias, Arayis means Chayvi Mises Bezen. No, so also has Kasha Pshita, Kim Lev Darabinei. So it seemed that that's not Kasha, that's what he's telling us. It's not Pshita. So the kasha is, if you give her skila, so she's vadi abhula, so fashteitzach, there's no chiyuv knas. Omar Rav Sheshes, Ochi Koma. So Rav Sheshes says, Mi she yotza oleho, shemra biyaldusa, ein lo leiknas veloi pitoy. I don't know how he says pshat na yotzeis mishum shemra, but it means, yotza oleho shemra biyaldusa. That in her younger years, we're talking about a nara, that in her younger years, there was a koil that, she was mizane. And now someone is ma'anis her. So the din is that what? That, he's not mechuyev to give her knas, because we are chayish for this koil. So she's a suffik, besula, suffik bula, so me suffik. We can't be Maitzi Momen. Can't be Mechayevim Knas. Omar Rav Pope Shmaimeno. Oh, so I hear that if Yotzo Oleo Shemra, that means we don't have any concrete proof that she was Mizana, but Yotzo Oleo Shemra Biyalduso is enough to make a sofik that will say Amaitzi Mechavere Olovaraye. And he doesn't have to pay knas. So we see that's the koyach of dibur meret that so that makes us suffik by us and he can't be moitzi momen already because of this. So shmami no haishtore reye. If they'll become noiled a reyese anashtar, is le magvinen bay. There's a reyese, maybe it's a false star. Or people spoke, we'll see that, so it's like Magbinen, the same thing, it's a suffix ready, it makes me chaver, all of a raya. So the Gemara is, let's explain what you're saying. Hey, Chidom, Ilema de Nofakola Olei de Shtore de Zayfuhu. What do you mean, Shtore Raya? If you mean that a Keul was Yoitze, that it's a false Shtar, and the Keul is sufficient to create a suffix that we say Amaitz Mechaver Olavaraya. So the Chivosei Ocho, the Nofik Alokola, the Zanoi. So you learn Pshat that here means that there was a Keil that she was Mizane. For Omar Rove Yotza Lo Shem Mizane Be'ir Ein Chayshishin Lo. That's not Pshat over here. Rove said people were speaking Yotzalo Shem Mizanabir, Fakert, she is already a Shem Mizanabir. Ein Choshishin Lo, it doesn't mean anything, Afilu Lagabikun, I'm not talking about to be Moitzi Momen. Afilu Lesser Misafik Lakun, it's also Gornish. A Keil does not create a Safik. Hashtela on Cheskes Kashrus, I don't clear anything. So Memele, so just like a Keil doesn't create a Safik, Nisavahetta, so Zichat won't create a suffix in its first moment. Eladaosu beitrei va'omri leditu tavatani bi'isure. No, it's speaking about like this. That's Samazaya Keil. Two Eidim come to Besen, and they say that this Naro, they approached us. This Nara approached us, and she was mafsaras. We should be mizana with her. Has for shalom. We want maskim. But we see something. We see that this woman is not a tsenua, far from a tsenua. That means she's lot acher beile. So then we assume that. No, she wasn't successful by these two Eidim, but persistency brings success. Mistame, she went to others, and she was nibble. So, Koponim, this Tzad Sofik is sufficient to make a reyese that if a person's man, say, doesn't have to pay. Maybe Shitaka was nibble. Maybe she's not a psula. So, let us say, if that is the case by the Baraisa, the kevosei hoche, the osu beitrei va omri, le di tu omalu zaifuli, the two edim say that this malve came over to us, and he told us, he requested we should forge a shtar for him. So Memele, so we see what kind of a person he is. So Memele, so this creates a reis and the shtar. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishleime, so this is Pshat and Rav Popper. If it says in the Bereise, if two Eidim come and say that this Naira approached us and she wanted to be Mizana with us, and we were not masking with her, but Al Kaponim, this makes a reyesa that we clear that she was Zichanibel, if that's her hashkof in life. So Memele, if a person is ma'anisar, he doesn't have to pay knas, because we can be chayish Al Kaponim, she's a bula, she was nibel. So Rapopa said the same thing, if two Eidim will tell Bezdin that this malva came to us to forge a shtar, so we see what kind of a person he is. So this creates a reyese that the shtar that he's mitzi, we won't be mitzi moment with the shtar. That is the dimyain of Rav Popper. So the Gemara says it's still no dimyain. Bishleima hosam shchichi prutzim over there. By the Isha, if I see she's persistent, she wants this, she wants to be nivel, and l'davineinu, there are prutzim boilam, so mistame shall be successful, mistame shall find someone who'll be boilam. Elohoche imhu hurzak, kol Yisrael mihurzak, but over here, this malve, he's not a true malve. He wanted to make a fake shtar. But this person, I see he's for sure, he's not an honest person. But, so who says he'll be able to find Edim that will agree and forge a shtar? So we don't declare such a shayla. Zafilu, I see that he's not Elech, but why should I think that he was successful in acquiring Edim to forge the shtar? So the Gemara says, no, Ochinami, kiven de kamahadar a ziyufa, aim a ziyufi zayif a kosov. If I see he's interested in forging, so if he sees that people are too honest, so he'll forge the shtar himself. I see that he's interested in forging. So Memele, he's not dependent on Edim. If a person where there's a will, there's a way, so he'll forge the shtar himself. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Reye sheyotzo oleho shem ziyuf, that there was a shem, that the shtar is a forged shtar. Ein choshishin lo, so the Gemara says, if it's a keil baal me afilu lekune, a keil that she's a zanoi, so we're not choshish afilu lekune. Ele yotzo oleho shem rahi chidomi, ki goin be'ede. The loisha omru alesh and nivolo, not Edim said she was nivolo, dim came my lememre. So what's the chiddush of the baraisa? Halapsule, ela omri, ledidu tabatano li sure. Vivkira atzmo lakach. The loisha manolo, we didn't listen to her, but she's loath to do this, and she's allo to do this. So the Gemara says, but it's still no dimyan. Bishlei moho, som hechi gomara popa mino, how could Rav Popper derive from the Bereise that you're not goyva with the shtar? There are lighter prutzim. Bekivin sheyesh edim shehoisem echazeres achar aznus harbe. Edim tell us she was machzer achar aznus. Is motzalo. Is mistame yagati motzositamin. Pshimochi ain't look nas lachas man. The lav becheskas psula, but she's not becheskas psula. It's enough that we should start thinking that she was talking mizane. Elagabi shtar imhu hurzik lachzarache di sheker, kol yisro mi hurziku liyo shemim loy lezaif. So the Gemara says, Einach anami, bei mizir fi zayif u atzmoi. Lomad l'chavin ksav, adoim l'ksav yedei eidim shech osam boi. That means this eidim which achsumim, these are a forged signature. I'd like to mention the Ran on our Gemara, on this Gemara. He brings down a machloikis, the Zareyese. The Edom come and tell Bezdin that this Malva went and wanted us to forge a star, and we were not cooperative, but you should know who he is and what he's up to. So the Ran says, a fellow Edom will come and say, Ksav Yodeinu, who's there? They recognize the signature, but kol she'ein zechurim ala alvo le'magvinim. Don't remember the alvo, the of the sadi detoy. There's a gemara in Periket Poshet and Baba Basra. Someone had forged someone's signature, and he did such a good job. They showed him, and then he said, "Yeah, this is my signature." So that means a good forging could fool even the chosim. So Memele, so the Ran says that's pshat in our Gemara. That's what he would assume. That is a reyes in the shtar. The reyes is the reyes in the shtar accomplishes that all the time. If the edim themselves come and say Ksav Yodeinu is finished, so it's a kiyum. Here, if they say Ksav Yodeinu, it's no good unless they remember the halvo, they remember chasmening on the shtar. No, if they remember, so then they remember. But some say Ksav Yodeinu will not be sufficient. Avol haRambam kosav sheim ro eidei ashtar vidu aksav yodon goivim boi. The Rambam says that if the eidim themselves are makir, that's sufficient. Mustama means dimichsimis won't help. But the eidim say ksav yodeinu, so be sufficient. That's one nekuda, he says. Then he brings down the girsas harif, very interesting. Zayfu li hai shtorek. Mashme de Mariam Rak Starzu. He says, the Rif says the Girse, that he came over with them. Remember the Star. The seventh Star was, Yud Nissen, that Reuven borrowed from him $1,000, and he came, just put your signature on the Star. And, they said, no, Chas V'Sholem. Now, this star came to Bezdin. Yud Nissen, Reuven borrowed $1,000 for me. The two Eidim are gechasmet. So there the Rif holds, this star already, he wanted a zicher, to create a false star with this star. But what if he comes to Bezdin with a different star? A Yud Beis Iyer, Shimon borrowed $50 from him. So the Ran says, according to the Rif, I mean, a person once did an avle, so that means he's upgefragt. That's a kosher shtar. That's no problem. This shtar is a posel shtar. That means, that's the girsas harif. Zayfu li hai shtore, that the Edom are coming to best. This shtar, which you were mekayim, this shtar, he wanted to be mezayif to shtar. So on this shtar, we don't rely on Kim, and other stars we rely. But the Ran says from the Loshen of the Gemara doesn't mention Hai Shtore. Zayfuli. He just said the Gemara doesn't mention Hai Shtore. So the Gemara would seem that all stories of this Malve become Mefutpik. It's a Sophic, and you can't be Gaiva with them. One more ha'ore, the Ran says an argemore. The Gemara says the case of Moitzi Shemra speaking about that two Edim came to Bezdin and said that this Naira came to us, she wanted to be Mizana with us, and we didn't cooperate, so Kaponim, so Rashi seems to learn Pshat. Al Kaponim, she's not Rashi says Pshat. The Lav Becheskas Psula Havoi. She's not becheskas psula. Such a woman who could do such a thing, she's not becheskas psula. He brings down a lashon haRambam. The Rambam says, this case, that she approached the Eidim to be mezana with her, kiven shehi becheska shehivkira atzmo ledovo zeler tzoyin. I see what kind of a person she is. V'loichayva toira knas elo looynis umefate. Avo zu shechina atzmo lekach, zu kedesha ve'ein bodin knas. Gor anandere deher. Not that we assume that she was successful and she was mezana and she's a ba'ula. And such a person who is interested already in to be mafke themselves l'znus, and such a person, b'chlal, the Torah never gave the knas of oynes mefata. Oynes mefata was given on a person who, before this pula, was more or less tamim. They weren't up to such inyonim. So then, so you were mekalkala, you were poigema, and you have to pay. But if she alone is, so even though this bila you are manasa, but such a person, he doesn't. For such a person, there's no chiyuv tashlum meknas. The Ran asks on the Rambam, he says, he doesn't understand the lashon haGemara. The Gemara says, bishleima hosam shchichi prutzim. So bishleima, according to Rashi, is very good. Shchichi prutzim. There are prutzim, so mestame, even though they weren't cooperative, mestame shall find prutzim. So mestame she was nivel, or kapanim is achshas that she was nivel. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't have to do with shchichi prutzim. That alone, that she's such a person, that alone is mafkiya the chi of knas. So what's pshat in shchichi prutzim? Zokte Mishnah weiter. Ve'elu she'ein lahem knas, abo ala geyeres, v'ala shvuya, v'ala shivcha, she'nifdu, v'she'nizgayru, v'she'nishtacharu, yiseres, albunay sholei shonim v'yemecha. So Poshe Pshat is that if these people became nifte, nizgayru, v'shtachu, after sholei shonim, So they were bnois bia till shalishanim. So they're choshud that they were nival. The geyeres, she was a goita before, so mistama she was nival. The shivche, the shvuye, mistama, the goyim, they were ma'anisa. So if they were, if they were in a matziv, of goyis or shvuye, when they were bnei's gimel, so they don't have a cheskas psule, so there's no knas. Rav Yehuda omer shvuye shenifdis areihu bikdushosa af al pi shegdeilo. Now a shvuya is meshameres hatzma, and so I don't clear that she's a beule. If a person is ma'anisar, so he has to pay knas. Abo albitoi, or albas bitoi, albas benoi, albas ishtoi, albas beno, albas bito. Eilen knas mimneshe mischayev benafshe. Because he's chayev mise. Shemisosom bidei bezn, chalom mischayev benafshe, imishalem momen. Shenema vim lo yiye osain onoi sheyonish. Sektrashi Yeseirais albenoi sholishonim, de kivin de ruuyeis lebiye, becheskes hefkehein, niv olis benochiyuson, vahashvuyo, bishvuyoso. Pele ye osain onesh ye onesh, am ye osain lo ye onesh. So here we see the din of kimlai bidarabmine. Let us see Taisvitz. The elu she'ein lem knas agiyeres v'hashvuya. Frektois v'es afal gav dimidireise shvuya lehavi becheskas bu'ula. In a Torah she's not becheskas bu'ula. Kedam rinen b'chol duchti. The b'shvuya hikilu. We see there are kulas by shvuya. So me meile, so, so what's pshat, so mina teure ist allan chazok, so only ad rabbonu de kechumre, so, when it comes to the chiyuv knas, is me heiche teisi, should I say that she's a bula, lagabi chumres, me meile, mikom bakim ein la knas, de mishum gzeira, shulay tinase le koyim, asauha ki bula lechol dvoreha. So teisi said, this is pshat in the chachamim. He says there was a din yuchsin. Mishum yuchsin, they gave her a din bu'ula. That's for sure. Min ha-toyre, she's mutter lekuhune. But the als tachaymer of yuchsin, midarabonon, since reivakam putzais, whatever it is, midarabonon, they gave her a din bu'ula. But in order that they should be consistent, and in order to make sure that this takana will remain, so the chachamim hold, so legabi all halachas they gave her din bula, so she's bula legabi knas, so there shouldn't be, so this halacha should remain. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Doisa amru davar echad. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'tushasakoi, ashvuyes b'tushasakoi. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa Amr Dovarechad. Rabbi Yehuda Ohadamor, an our Mishnah, that is a Chiv Knas. Rabbi Deisa Desanya, Shvuyo Oicheles Betrume Divrei Rabbi Deisa. Rabbi Deisa said, a Shvuyo is allowed to eat Trume. That means she's a Baskoyin, and she was a Shvuyo. Now, if the Shavoyim were Ma'anasa, she's possible to eat Trume. I don't clear that they were ma'anisa. So my male, she's mutter to eat trume. Oma rab doise v'chima osa lo arvi haloz v'chibibnei shemiyach lo bein da'deho poslo mina kohune. That means these goyim are prutzim, that's for sure. But they're not prutzim to be ma'anis an isha shaloi midat. Azoi vait nisht. So my male, so she is a cheskes kashre, so she's permitted to eat trume. So Memele, so Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda, not Mishneh, that says b'kedushasa koyin, Rabbi Doise, in the Baraisa, all hold that b'kedushasa koyin. What Taisvus had said, the din yuchsin could be, everyone is moide that is, she's possibly yuchsin. But the Rabbanon hold, they made a clean sweep, so we have to be consistent, Gabi, all other halachas also, we assume that she was nival. That Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Gabi, all halachas, we say that, meikar adin, we assume she wasn't nival. Let us see Rashi. Shvuye baskoin echeles petrume. The masakino lo becheskes bulo le posolo hamechalo lo bebiyose. So Rabbi Mishem miach la kloy me einoigim bo hefke lo oinzon bebilo lo le sache kimoen. Rabbonem pligi ad Rabbi Mishem ve omro yeshvuye echeles ve yeshein echeles. Keitzad. Hishe shomra nishbeis yitahoyra ni echeles. And she's never not special, so we are shaydim shanis b'shem eres teire in the ein eichelis, m'seches idiots. Let us see Taisvitz. V'chi ma osa lo arvi ze, no ket arvi lefi shem shtufim b'zime. Kedama b'gdushin asore kabim zime yod loylam tes not lo arviim. So Abdeis is saying, I feel like an arvi is also, we don't have to declare that he was ma'anisa. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Omar Rabbi. So Rabbi said that he wants to disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. His Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Dois and Rabbi Yehuda are one cheating. Maybe it's not like that. It's two different. The one doesn't hold of the other. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda ocher l'shleyei chaytiniske. Here's a bezunder halachim. He says, could be l'gabi all halachas, we are machmer, and we assume that she has a din bu'ule. But here, ama'anes, should be a chayt, because of our chumre, that the chayt should be nisker, so here we were mamid al adin, and we said, shalo yei chayt e nisker. Aval hosom, ke rabbonen svirle, but it could be Rabbi Trume, they said lay plug, if she has a din bu'ula legabi yursin, she has a din bu'ula legabi trume. Inami, some emailers, so it's not muchach that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Dois. Inami, ad kan le koma Rabbi Dois a hosom, ele betrume da rabbono, des trume da rabbono. Aber knasti reise, ke rabbonen zwir lei de, trume da rabbonen, he was meiko. But by knas di reise, is a shayla over di reise. By the reise, he was machma. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ele betrume bezwane ze da rabbonen, de kivin da afilo nivalo, afilo she was nival. Isure da rabbonen baal mehu, it's only an isur da rabbonen. Is like Gozrual's faker. So the whole thing, I feel it's a little trumet on him, he said the rabbon, like Gozrual's faker. Aber knas, the afuki momainahu, aber knas is here your mighty moment from the manis, aimaloch sovic bulu, aber she's a sovic bulu, umis faker, loy mavkinon momaine. He says, by moment, we're machma, this is a mighty mechaber all of a raya. So my mele, here we're machma, here you have a cheskes moment. So my mele, if there's any tzad sofik, you are not moitzi moment. Mashenkin there, trume was meiko because trume da rabbonim. I had a shtickel ha'ore, Rashi seems to be saying, but what's the mele of trume da rabbonim? So Rashi says, the kibin da filo nivalo, Afilo she was nivel isura darabona baalme, loy gozu al sveike. He says, all thing is a, he said darabona, and it's a sofik, so we may lo loy gozu al sveike. I saw in Shar HaMelech, in Hilchus Mikvois, Klal Vov, the Shar HaMelech brings down a machloikis horishoinim, in such a shaila. Let's say a person has trume, safek toyer, safek tome. And with this trume, he makes an erev trumim. Now, is it a good erev, yes or no? Or maybe for zaitik reasons, it'll be a posel erev. So he brings the Rav HaMagid holds, that it's sicher a posel erev. I mean, it's sofik toyer, sofik tome. This is a sofik deraiser. I mean, it's a memel, it's sicher a posel erev. He brings from Taisvis and other Rishonim that I don't say like this, that the whole shaila is negeya, trumem derabona. So, trumim da rabbona, we would say sofik da rabbona lekula. This is the lotion of the Shar HaMelech. Doledas, inach roye, sheledas ha-toisves, v'ha-rashbo, v'ha-ran, svir lehu, da'afor gav de trume, sofik t'meyo, mitzad atzmo, havelei sofik d'iraise, was lina lechumr, afilo hochi im nizgalgul hadovo li isure da rabbonon, da heine linyen erev, choshvinulei sofik da rabbonon, da sofik choyse venir le kreise sofik da rabbonon, voloi meshem et toiri, bahavi erev. Vim timtso loi meshit meye, isa trumim en ele da rabbonon, o da sarabha magid, koshen nesa mikair sofik da yereise, Chozer ha-sofik kevadai, v'shuvei nechayse v'nei, l'kayse sofik linyin isa d'arabon. So this is a moira de kelom de shemach loikis. That the emison, the svara of the Rav HaMagid, is a beautiful svara to understand. That the sofik is not in the trumid. You don't start clearing in the middle of the shailand. You don't start on the second floor. The Yisayid HaSofik is this Trume Toyer Otome. This Sofik is HaSofik D'Yeraisa. So Memela, and what do you do in a Sofik Deraisa? A Sofik Deraisa is you go Lahachma. Now it's Negeya Eruvei Tchumim. So now I say, oh, a new Shaila. The Shaila is not an Eira. The Shaila is, let's look at the source of the Shaila, the Shairish of the Shaila. The Shairish of the Shaila is this Tchumet Toyer Otomi? This is a Sofik Deraisa. That's what the Rabbi Magid held, and Toysvis and Dran and the Rashba hold Nitazoi. That it has a din of a Sofik Derabona. Lechoyre, from this Rashi, Dachser Medesaraya to the Taisis, the Rashba, and the Ran. What does Rashi say? We have here a Sofik. The Gemara said, Rabbi Dois was only makel by Trume Derabona. He was makel by Trume Derabona. So Rashi says, what's Psha Trume Derabona? Because it's only in this Rabbanu, like Gozel while Sveika. But the Sofik is not in the Truma, the Sofik is in the Isha, the Sofik is she a Zoyna, she not a Zoyna, she a Psula, not a Psula. That's the Sofik. It's not a Sofik in the Rabbanu, it's a Sofik in her. Now it's Negei, she's allowed to eat Truma, but the Sofik is a Sofik in the Reise. And Rashi seems to say it's a Sofik the Rabbanu. Al Kaponim would seem from Rashi that Rashi is like the Rashban, Tosfos and the Ram. I saw a very interesting Shita Mekabetzes. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down from the Rosh. The Rosh has another problem over here. The Rosh asks if Rab Dois is speaking about Trume de Rabono. So he should have said? I mean, Rav Doise said, Shvuya Eicheles Petrume Divrei Rav Doise. Please, you don't say such a statement. If you hold she only eats Trume Darabonon, so say, Shvuya Eicheles Petrume Darabonon. Don't say, Shvuya Eicheles Petrume Divrei Rav Doise. As I frag the Rosh, on Rashi's Pshat. So the Rosh learns a completely different Pshat than our Gemara. He says, Osom Trume Darabonon. That means like this. By Trume, the whole Chumre is only a Chumre de Rabbana. Why? Because Min HaTorah Yishtal and Chazake. So, the whole Shaila is only a Shaila where the Rabbana and Machmed. That means it's not a Daraisa de Kishar, because Min HaTorah Yishtal and Chazake. So, it's only a... The whole thing is a Chumre de Rabbana. So Rav Dois held the Rabbana one geyser. They were matar to eat Trume. Finished. It's a Chumre. He holds. By the Rabbonons, you can play around. That means, Yeva Chazok in Minat Torah. Now, well, we machma. We won't stalant Chazok. That's only the Rabbana. But over here, by Momen, we have a Cheskas Momen. That means, Yeva a Chazok that she wasn't Nivol. But there's a Cheskas Momen also. And we have a Sofik, maybe she was Nivel. That means we have a Sofik Betz, and was she Nivel, wasn't she Nivel. So now you're going to have a Chazokia that's going to be Mevar, that she wasn't Nivel. There's a Cheskas moment that says she was Nivel. So, I mean, Al Kaponim, it be Moitzi moment. The Reiv is also not Moitzi moment. You go by the Reiv, the Gabi Yisum, but Reiv is not Moitzi So according to the Rosh, we have a new Gemara in Gansen. So Chedan has no Shaykhis at all with the Shara Melech we had mentioned before. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi, V'taymei the Rabbi Yehuda hochish leichayte nisker. I said, you want a taine that Rabbi Yehuda also holds labit the shosekoi. Not only shalei chayte niska, so there we said that what that we stole down chazokim, but really gabi all things it's a shaila, gabi trum it's a shaila. For sanye we learned a barais Rabbi Yudaimer shvuye shenizbis arehi b'kedushos afilu bas eser shanim suboso mosayim. Doesn't matter how old she is. The Afilu Basesa, the Rishash Mutchel Zichlo Abislo, why Basesa? Maybe Basesa means, just like it says, Afilu Deir Asiri Lo Yovi Bekal Hashem. Deir Asiri means how old she could be in the prime of her beauty, the Shosa. Subosa Mosayim. Ksubosas Mosai. Vahosa Maishla Yechaita Niskarike. So you see the Ksubis Mosai. So you see that Rabbi Yehud holds Meiker Adin, she doesn't have Adin of a Sofik Ba'ula. She's Adin of a Psula. So you see Klonata, why you said. So the Gemara answers, no, there's another cheshbin. Hasanami dul memimni v'loi nosvilo. There is a cheshbin that maybe people won't marry her. So that's why we said ksubosa masayim. Also, psabazundere takone to give her a dim psula, but not all over. Let us see what Rashi says. Dul memimni v'loi nosvilo. I Pichasto ksuboso, if you'll be poiches of the ksuba, mashvis lo becheskas bula. So you're saying in flashing lights, you're saying that she's a baula, umachkila fila Yisrael. So there, mishum takanto, they said ksuboso masai. Zokte gemore vaitem. So Rabbi Yehuda holds b'kedushosa kaime. Vasanya, we learned hapoide es hashvuya yisa eno. If a person is poide hashvuya, he's permitted to marry her. Meyid bo, if a person is meyid that she wasn't nival, lo yisa eno, he's not permitted to marry her. We've got a kohen over here. So a kohen who was poida shvuya is allowed to marry her. If he's just saying edus that she wasn't nival, he's not allowed to marry her. Rabbi Yudaima benkach u benkach lo yisaeno. Say he was poida, say he wasn't poida, lo yisaeno. Frag de gemore hagufe kashe. So how do we? So we have a kashe. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says klo. Say a poide, say is not a meyed, is lo yisena. So see klo that Rabbi Yehuda holds la biktushosakoi. She has a din. She has a din. Zayne. So first the Gemara asks a kash, a gufe kash. Amrit ha-poides ha-shvuyi yisa'eno. V'hodor tone meyid bo lo yisa'eno. If he was poide, he's permitted to marry her. If he said eides, he's not permitted to marry her. Mishim de meyid bo lo yisa'eno. So Taisha says, Mishim de meyid bo lo yisa'eno, because talk that ha-poides ha-shvuyi yisa'eno bo lo yedis koma. Who's poida alone, without any edis, he's allowed to marry her. If he said edis that she wasn't nival, then he's not allowed to marry her. That doesn't make sense. So come on, hold like cash, ochi come on. A poida sa shvuya meyid bo, yisa eno. If he gave money, he spent money, and he said that I know that she wasn't nival, then yisa eno. Meyid bo kiddi, but if he just said edis without spending a pruta, lo yisen. We'll see later what the svarah is. Mikol mokim kashel Rabbi Yehuda. So it's shver according to Rabbi Yehuda. We see klo Rabbi Yehuda od zlav biktushosakoi. So, I see it was wrong what I said before, that the Gemara held Rabbi Yehuda not in afilu bayuchsin. Rabbi Yehuda held that the Gemara held Rabbi Yehuda held afilu by Yuchsin. She's mutter. So the Gemara is Akasha. Here it says lo yiseno. He holds afilu by Yuchsin as that they weren't machma by shvui. They told on chazok. Amar apope eimer Rabbi Yehuda eimer benkach benkach yiseno. No, faket Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosei. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that fakert, there's no psul yuchsin. B'tishosakoy, Ravun nebereid Rabbi Shua omar loylam kediktoni. Rabbi Yehuda ledevreim derabon ekomalo. Lididi benkach u benkach yisoen. I take a hold yisoen, because I'll b'tishos. Eladidchu, but according to you, you hold this as sofik. Is benkach or benkach lo yisena mi boili. What's the chilek if he was poide umeyed or if he was meyed bechdi? Ve rabbonon ha poide sa shvuye meyed bo yisena.
Laila Shodi Inish Zuzi Bechdi. Meid Bokedilo Yisaeno Sheme Einov Nosanbo. So, a chilik
is like this. It's a very interesting halach over here. That means, if a person, a koyin says edis, that a shvuyo, he's saying edis, that a shvuyo is tahira, she wasn't nival. So, b'emesin, we heard before, in the second perik, an edechod is nemon to be made. And a shvuya, an isha, a shivche, her husband is a neman. She herself is not neman, but like this, neidechad is neman. Now here we have a koyin who's saying that she wasn't evil. Shteitach do lo yisa eno. You're not allowed to marry her. So the chelkas machoikik is medayik. Someone else is allowed to marry her. And neidechad is, but not you. We're chayish, he says, legabi you yourself, or chayish shema ain't of nosambo. Maybe, so legabi yourself, we don't have pneumonia, you don't have pneumonia, so legabi everyone else, we do believe you. Someone else can marry her. Hapoides ha-shivche, hapoides ha-shvuye. So now, we see, he gave a lot of money. He spent money, leshodi inishuzibichdi. If you wouldn't know, you wouldn't, words are cheaper than money. So memele, so if he gave money also, then I'm not choshed afilo lagabi he himself. Then he has a din of a normal aid that he's nemon to say that, she's tahira. Let us see Rashi. Meid bo kasalke daiten. The apoy de koi, shim hoyo meyed bo, sheloy nivalo, that he, if he was meyed sheloy nivalo, lo yisena im koinu. If the poida was meyed, lo yisena. And if he wasn't meyed, yisena. Mishim de meyed bo, bo me apoyde se shvu yisena. And if he's meyed, it's lo yisena. A poydish were made by Yisano, di lav de kimle begavle, shod is used to bechdi, sherei liseno podo. Made by kdi liseno, shem einov nosambo. Let us see Taisviz. Mikol mokim kasha, alibe de rabbi echna poch, vachain kol anach pichi de la kamla, vol rabbi dama de time de rabbi yudu de la echait en yiskel la kasha midi. So Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds that she is also a yuchsin. Zog to Gemara weiter. Romilei Rav Pope bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. Rav Pope bar Shmuel is takashet Rav Yosef. This is according to Rav Yehuda, who holds that according to Rav Yehuda b'ktushosei koi. V'sova Rav Yehuda b'ktushosei kaime v'asanya. We learned about Yosef. Now we'll see, the Gemara now was medame a geyeres to a shvuya. We'll see in Taisvis what the Havamina was. A geyeres shen nizgayra. A geyeres was nizgayra. Now this first half of the Brais has nothing to do with us, but let's just learn the halach. A geyeres shen nizgayra v'roa so dam. And after the geyeres, she saw dam. Now let's be megashim deinyim. That means, let's say, she was Nizgaya at 3 o'clock, Yudzidin, and she saw Dam 4 o'clock. Is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Daya Shaito? So Rabbi Yehuda says that from 4 o'clock, she's Tomei. Now, we'll see in Rashi, but just let's elaborate a little so we'll know what we're speaking about. The Chachamim hold that when a Isha, a Yisraelis, sees them, so we have to be chayish that she's tomei a meisleis, from a meisleis before. That means as follows, that if she saw them 4 o'clock Yud-Sivin, so all the tares that she touched from 4 o'clock Tesivin, till 4 o'clock Yud-Sivin are Tomei. And we are chayish, what's pshat in this? No, we are chayish that the dam came out, she saw the dam for klak yutzivin. But could be the dam came out from the mekayah 24 hours before, 4 o'clock tesivin. No, the kaislei beisarechem were mamid the dam. So she saw the dam 4 o'clock yutzivin, but could be she's already tummy a mess less before. That is by all noshim. By agiyoyres sheroa saw dam, so Rabbi Yehuda says if she saw 4 o'clock yutzivin, you don't have to be metame from 4 o'clock tesivin, because a filu she saw the dam 4 o'clock tesivin, she was a goita then. So a goita doesn't have to mas nide. So lemaise, so da yeshaita. So when she's, so from 4 o'clock yutzivin, she's tame. Before that, she's not tame. That's what Rab Yehuda said. And Rab Yosi Oimer Arehi Kechol Anoshim Etame Meisleis Umipkida Lepkida. And let us see Rashi. Veroas Odam Boi Bayoim Dayo Shaito V'loi Gozro Bo Tumis Meisleis Letame Tarish Enogabem Mishas Tvile Ad Shasriye. So here, we said the Tvile was 3 o'clock, Yutzivin. Now, the Tvile was 3 o'clock when she became a Giyaris. The Riyah was 4 o'clock. So, Rashi says, let's go back a couple to 3 o'clock. If she saw Dam 3 o'clock, it was stuck in Tome. Blegozru batume meis leis, letami tarish nogebem mishas Tvile ad shas Riyah. Tafilu yotzo dam ze meyesmel, ve'emidu koisle beisarechem. Tafilu the dam went out yesterday. Shazer tam, shal meyesleis bimnois Yisrael, leidam knanis kedam behemet. So she didn't become tummy. Vim taima, faktach rashi, fine. That's, I understand. To be metama a meyesleis, that Yizicha can't do. But nechesh shemo mishetovlo neka v'yotz miyad. But let's be afraid, she tabled herself, and then, so then she became a bas yisro, and then she saw a dam. She didn't see it yet, but it could be the dam was neka from the mekayah. 3 o'clock, so I'll kapon him, now she sees 4 o'clock, let's be metama the taris from 4 to 3. In this hour we have a suffix. So Rashi says, Tumala Mafreya de Rabbonani. This whole din that we're Machmala Mafreya, we're Chayish, Shema Midu, Koisle Erechem, this whole thing is at the Rabbonan. Veheiche dikele migze me'eislei sholem. Whenever we can be goyze a 24-hour period, gozo mipkida lepkida. Mipkida lepkida means as follows. Let's say she saw 4 o'clock Yutzivin, and she made a bedike 7 o'clock in the morning Yutzivin, and she was toil. So there's a halach according to the Chachamim. So al kaponim, from 4 o'clock Yutzivin in the afternoon till 7 o'clock in the morning, she's tomei. But before 7 o'clock, she's not tomei because she made a bedike 7 o'clock. So there is a tumah lemafreya of mipkida lepkida. If mipkida lepkida is memayet the meisleis, so al kaponim we're chayish mipkida lepkida. But so memeil sarashi says good. You don't have to declare by this giyoyres. Maybe she saw dam meisleis because then she'd be toyer. But let's be chayish. Maybe she saw dam right after the Tvilas Geiris. So that's equivalent to Pkida Lepkida. So Rashi says that we don't say. Because the whole Tumala Mafreya the Rabbonani, the Heichadikala Migza Meisleis, if you have the whole set, you have a set of Tumas Meisleis, and you have a Pkida Lepkida, so then you're Chayish for either the closest one. So since by her it's not Shayach, the Gzeir of Meisleis, because she was a goit a Meisleis ago. So if she saw a dam, then she's Icha Toya. So Memele, Legozem Mepkid Lepkid. Okay. And let's go further in the Baraisa. Rabbi Yossi, Oymarei kechol anoshim, umetame meisleis mepkida lepkida. What does Taisva say? Rabbi Yudah medayu shaita, perish hakuntres, kibin delek, and meisleis, mepkida lepkida, nami legoza rabonu. Rabbi Yossi, dekoma metame meisleis, Lav davke meisleis, al kame be teures meisleis metame mishin is geir. It means, yo, zichi, yo, yda metame from the meisleis before, yo metame from the geiris. Okay, but this first half of the baraisa was not negei asugi, but it's the first half of the baraisa. Fine. Now, let's go further. Utsricho lahamti, now talking about a geiris and is geir. Tzricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim divrei Rab Yehuda. Now this geiris was nizgaya. She has to wait 3 chadoshim before she gets married, because we're chayish that she was nivel the 3 chadoshim before. And so mamel, we need havchone. We have to find out if she's muberes, if it's from a goy, if it's from a yid. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, we see that Rabbi Yehuda was chayish by a geirish, shem nivalo. So memelin by a shvuyo, he said, b'kdushoso kaim, we're not chayish shem nivalo. Omar lei, so the Rabbi Yechanan answered, Giyoyres ha-shvuye karamye, what's your kasha? Giyoyres lo-mintero navshe. Giyoyres is not careful. Kozman, she's a goite. They want to be boilo. Mechetesi. Lo-mintero navshe. Shvuye, mintero navshe, shvuye. What's the kasha? Let us see Rashi. Utsriche lahamten gimul chadoshim shloi tenosei. Lahavchin bein zera nizra bekdusha lezera nizra sheloi bekdusha. Rabbi Yossi mater lekame meforesh taime. Let us see Tosfos. Besover Rabbi Yehuda bekdushosa kaime, basanya geyeres. Koshe. For Tosfos amir de kekashta. The hashtag the medama, the makshin was medama geyeres ta shvuye. The hashtag with the medama geyeres la shvuye im kein tik shalei mas nisin gufe. And our Mishnah, we're talking about the Din Knas. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuye Sheniftis, Rebik Dushosa. But what it said, we had before a whole tattle, Giyayres and Shvuye and Shivche, that there's no Chiyav Knas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, a Shvuye there's a Chiyav Knas. But a Giyayres, he's also made that there's no Chiyav Knas. So you see, Klo, that the whole only by a shvuye, Rabbi Yehuda's b'kdushosa kaim. You see that from the Mishnah. So what was the havamin of the makshin? Mashv, the hanach moidu, the hanach kame. Vaymeri, so the Risa is as follows. The masnis nosil eishape, the moide begiyere she ain lo knas. The vada hi becheskes bulo she nivolo. Ba'oid shaloi ho yodaita leizgai. Kozman, she never had intentions to be Megaya. So Memela, she's never, what's wrong? Vafila imhoyo daita lehizgaya. Mishahoyse ba'shole shone v'yemechot. She had intentions ready to be Megaya. Mikomokim lemitra nafsha, given the ruyeli sabbats. What does she care? That means, tval she's a goite. She'll be in Megaya in a few days. Mechetesi. But now, why can't she be nivel? She won't become Uberes Ibisai. So Memele, if she won't become Uberes, so Memele, so Leimintera Nafsha. That's the Giyeres of our Mishnah. Avo Mehach, the Tzrichen Lahamtin Shloisha Radoshim, Afo Gav the Daita Leguri, a Mintera Nafsha. Afo Lahori Kamatzich Lamtin Gimul Chadoshim. But here it says, a Giyeres and his Gaira Baros Adam, we're not speaking about a Giyayres that's a basketball shonim. We're speaking about a Giyayres that's Roye Dam, and no more she's a Gedoyla already. Now we're speaking about a Giyayres that's a Gedoyla, that we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda's Afal Pikein, she needs Afchonim. Now, if she's under the intention of being Megaya herself, So the Gemara held, mintra nafsha. She does not want to come to Klal Yisrael with a goyish child. She doesn't want that. She zicha mintra nafsha. Afilohochi kama tzricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim. She has to wait gimel chadoshim. Why? Because you can't protect yourself. That's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. He says, the Gemara was under the impression that a geyer is zicha, a geyer is that's ruyeli is aber. A geyer is that's ruyeli is aber zicha mintra nafsho. So why does she need avchone? Because it doesn't help. They can be ma'anisa. The yev shel ish meratz meminayv dekechavim. Kol shkein shvuye shi mesure biyodom. No, a shvuye that she's mamish in their hands. So memele zich is that was the Gemara's kash and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, no, that's not the vote. A geyer says, loy min taron avshe. That means it's not so important by her. Yeah, nein. But a shvuy is mintera nafshe. Shvuyah mintera nafshe. Vim toimer vobektano nami mairi. Now, our Mishnah speaks about a ktana. It says she was niftis, after she was a bas gimel. But she was, so she was a bas gimel al shvuyah. But she's a ktana. She doesn't know about these in Yonim Bechlal. The time as Nisan, you say to me, Bazgimu Shonim V'yoyim Echad, is B'kdushosa Kaim. So Taisha says something very interesting. Yishlem B'dektano L'gamri Eina Meiseres Atzmo L'biya, not Onchashbainis. Urshi Meiseres Atzmo L'biya K'tzas, Ibazdas v'yedas lishmer atzmo. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda.